two Americans overseas were convicted in controversial court cases watched closely here and around the world. Nick Schifrin now looks at former Marine Paul Whelan in Russia, sentenced to 16 years in prison, and the renowned journalist Maria Ressa in the Philippines.
So, it is what it is.
Today, a defeated Paul Whelan listened from a glass cage to what his lawyer called a sentence without evidence and a judgment without translation.
Nothing's translated, Your Honor. I don't know what you said.
Outside the courthouse, U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Sullivan called Whelan's trial a sham.
It's a mockery of justice. If they can do this to Paul, they can do this to anyone.
Whelan is a former police officer and Marine who loved to travel. He was arrested in Moscow in December 2018 and accused of spying, a charge he has consistently denied. He turned 50 and spent more than 500 days in prison and has made his case through bars and jostling journalists.
Well, Russia says it caught James Bond on a spy mission. In reality, they abducted Mr. Bean on holiday. I'm the victim of an assault by a prison agent, and that's something that you need to cover.
David Whelan is Paul's twin brother.
Do you believe that your brother has gotten a fair trial?
Paul has been given a terrible deal with the Russian system, both from being entrapped at the very beginning, not being able to have translated evidence, not being able to have his witnesses appear. The whole thing was a railroad.
Moscow says it's interested in a prisoner swap for Konstantin Yaroshenko, a former military pilot convicted by a U.S. court of conspiracy to smuggle cocaine, or the notorious arms dealer Victor Boot, convicted of conspiracy to kill U.S. citizens and officials. Last November, senior U.S. State Department official Julie Fisher rejected the swap.
There is no need to discuss a swap, particularly for someone who was a convicted criminal.
I don't think it's ever been a question that that was what he was being held for. I would be very conflicted about Paul being a tourist, even though the Russians call him a spy, being exchanged for a Russian arms dealer, a Russian drug dealer.
5,000 miles away, Maria Ressa walked out of a trial today she also called a sham. The Filipina-American journalist is a former CNN correspondent and started the independent news outlet Rappler.
We're at the precipice. If we fall over, we're no longer a democracy. Are we a democracy or not? Let us do our jobs.
There will be no let up in this campaign.
Since 2016, Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte has carried out a war on drugs that the UN calls an extrajudicial murderous crackdown that killed 12,000. He's also waged war on the press and dissent, shutting down the country's largest broadcaster just last month. Rappler repeatedly criticized Duterte and linked a prominent businessman to illegal drugs. Even though Ressa didn't edit that article, and even though it was published 8 years ago, she could face 6 years in prison.
Are we going to lose freedom of the press? Will it be death by a thousand cuts? Or are we going to hold the line so that we protect the rights that are enshrined in our Constitution?
It looks like a targeted attack on a single journalist who has been written a lot of, or done a lot of highly critical coverage of the Duterte administration. That is a threat to every journalist in the country.
Stephen Butler is the Asia coordinator for the Committee to Protect Journalists. He says the threat to journalism in Asia goes well beyond the Philippines.
Many governments have activated anti-terror laws or libel laws, fake news laws. So this is part of a broad trend that has forced press freedom further into retreat from what we have seen in recent years.
Whether through jailing journalists or hostage diplomacy, two Americans have become the targets of governments pursuing their agendas by manipulating justice. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.